back on the spacecraft.
I want to go and buy beers.
You want to take a beer?
I want to buy beers.
Welcome back to Freiburg. I hope you had a great flight with a sci-fi plane company. And I hope you come to visit us soon again.
So, and have you been doing this many times with many people, or what's going on?
Well, there is different stories about it. Uh-huh. One is that it started last year. One is that I have a practice with a friend that we call the Lost Ninja practice, where we work, and we have alter ego and a ninja identity, so we work with narrative for many years. And so this somehow come from that, and then also, I mean, I think I've been doing that my whole life. This kind of playing with, as a kid, putting a costume, imagining something, and then staying there for a few days.
Welcome back.
So, I don't know, but it's just, yeah.
Well, I had a lot of fun with I think it's very daring because I think it's not easy. If one doesn't get in soon enough, maybe one will not get in. I felt that eventually I could go in at some point, and the metamorphosis into these creatures was very, very interesting. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because we see them often, right? Yeah. These monsters and these things and blah, blah. But becoming them and imagining you're becoming them, and it was very, the 25 eyes with little, you know, like the skull, the brain that becomes a spongy thing and blah. It's very, yeah, very, very interesting to become all of that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Since you are doing the work for many years, have you noticed any differences in the reaction of the students towards specific images? Because usually when you give a very popular image, they react somehow the same way. But have you seen differences?
Yeah, I mean, there is like some things that are discussed, like people get disgusted. Like, like 2 weeks ago I did one, and then I think I talked about the octopus, and the woman was like, I hate octopus. Or like there is a bit, but I'm also really interested about that somehow, about
it's really funny that you mentioned the octopus, because I was looking for these kinds of frameworks working with children, and if that, something like this happens, I switch to the diver.
For me, it also strongly depends on the setting. If it's like a weekend workshop, and then rather doing it on the second day when people are already a bit, like some trust has been built, or if it's a university setting. And then also the cultural surrounding. Like I did something like a little bit in Japan in class, where people are rather like not showing so much emotion, expression. So it took a bit of pushing them, but then they completely freaked out. And I had the chance to research this kind of like fantasy journeys, teaching at a drama school for 2 years, and I had each class 2 times a week. So later when we started, they had like a training. So in the beginning, I did more of a physical warm up, and now we did it more from a mind perspective or origin base starting point. So that also like can give a big difference depending on if the people are used to work physically or like diving into some kind of fantasy world, like young actors or something like that, or if it's just like a normal weekend workshop and people sitting in offices all week.
Because you said worms.
Yeah.
And like last week.
Yeah.
I was in Greece, I was talking about good worms because I tried to make compost, and I was buying good worms. So my last imagination about worms, it was something good to protect my compost. But I looked around and you said like a disgusting way, and I said, well, yeah, but I want good worms. Well, yeah. And now, what I do now, do I do the user imitation of worms?
I mean, one thing is true, maybe, like normally when I do I try more and more when I also start, like maybe I didn't do it, but to really say like, you really choose how you relate to that, and it's really like also to play with that, like this, like, oh, but no, but worms are good. You know, this kind of moment is also super interesting and important. And even like that, sometimes you have images and people are like, now, I think it's great, you know? Like, there is something about this strategy of making people believe and kind of... it, because you also create nearly a state of hypnosis with these things. And I think there is a part of this that I find also very dangerous. Like, this is how we... how dictators work, this is how we... you know, like, there is also this whole narrative about how do we play with a certain thing, and then you create it, and then everybody's like, yeah, it's cool, and then it's like, you know? So I don't know, it's a lot of questions I have also about narratives and how, like, and it's a bit, but it's something, I'm interested in the scratch also, or trying to figure out about that, because it also came a bit this question of, like, all this kind of body-mind centering and all this practice that I find really cool and interesting, but then I was like, oh, but it's very, sometimes very hard for me to imagine a certain image, so I feel like maybe my fantasy is different, and... so to also play a bit with allowing that you don't have to, like, how we get serious with imagination sometimes can push us really far. Like,
would you mind if you go very far and we come into here? We need to build up for the t-shirts, some the mirrors. Is that okay? We try to be as fast as possible, or no?
I mean, okay. we finish in 5 minutes. Is it okay? Or should we?
We'll help you when you need after this.
What they need.
And what do you do when a student says, I don't like this?
It's like, great.
Can I?
So sorry, I didn't.
Great.
What does he do when a student says, I don't like this image?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
I mean, I also have a lot of questions about what does it mean. Like, even the role of teacher for me is a big question. And I try to be as transparent about that. Like, to be like, you don't have actually to agree with me. You might have more knowledge than me in something I say. That's also why I talk a lot about this. That a lot of things actually might be totally stupid or be really not true or not of high quality. Because I think there's some, I don't know, there's something about disequalizing who owns the knowledge and what knowledge is recognized and all of these things that I don't know, it's a lot of questions I have. So, and I mean, at the moment I did this in a more, like last time I did it was more in a kind of museum immersive installation, so it was nearly like it was between a class and a kind of performance or like a immersive experience. So
were there any reactions?
Oh, a lot, like different reaction every time or so, but like in general, people really drive in. Like, I was really surprised about that. And then in general, when I manage to kind of articulate this, that you don't have to feel a certain way, actually, then people also feel free to really find their way with it. But yeah, it's also it's something I'm working on. It's not something that I'm like sad about. I'm always very interested also to hear how people experience things. I had once actually in a workshop that someone, I did something about the water, and then one person said, when you said that, I didn't believe you. And then I just decided to stay where I was. And then I realized, I was doing it from my, I was like already trying to reproduce something I already did. But then it was kind of nice because it also broke down this in the conversation that, you know, like you, that I should be wrong. I don't know, it was nice because then I was also like, yeah, it's true, I missed this one. And it was kind of nice.
Missed this one, sorry?
That I was like, oh yeah, actually I had inside this feeling that I was like trying to push it. And then the feedback was like, yeah, I decided to stay because we were in such a nice gravity. And then it was very nice to be like, okay, I have to trust that more.
If
so,
you don't dive, people don't jump with you.
Exactly. This is also one thing is like, for me, it's like if I... yeah, sorry.
I really wanted to say something and I was trying to respect space. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Because I find it very relevant for teaching what you're doing, and I'm really curious about the somatic practices, because I felt a very much of similarity But of course, if we weren't informed by somatic practices, what could have happened? Because at least, I'm curious if you frame it like that, because in many of the somatic practices that I attend, it's prime that it's okay if you don't follow. Everything is kind of an invitation. It's a suggestion. Mm. Find your own way. Mm. You are the agency. Mm. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's really like it's introduced either through the talking of the teacher or read it, we know it. And I find it could benefit from that so that we don't get into these dangerous or like challenging places and be how dangerous it is, I don't know. Mm. But at least I feel in somatic practices that there is a space that I don't feel that I'm dictated and I can really... And funnily enough, in this one, I was like, for a long while, I was in my own trip and you were a background and there was a moment, it's like this, a door opened and I dived into your universe. But there was a lot of time that I could create my universe, hear things, the bug, the warm, and then I was really not hearing literally what you were saying, but I was still in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, was it because of my previous practices that I'm able to do it? Or is it the human condition that we are able to do it?
I mean, I always say the thing I said at the beginning, that it's also your responsibility what place you give to the narration I give. Like, and this you can play and change. And also I'm always very explicit that I'm going to play with imagination. I'm going to say things that are very stupid. I'm going to play with all of these things. And it's also how you play with that. And you don't have to believe me. And I will maybe suggest this kind of fake it until you make it can be one strategy. But also that somehow to really take it as your own exploration, and that you can choose that if you have an image that you like and you don't want to hear more than what I say, you just stay with that. Or I'm trying to be as explicit with these things at the beginning. And then, I don't know, for me it's also I need to I need to throw myself in it. I need to drive in, and I need to put myself in that place. And if I put myself in that place, I feel then it's not about putting myself on people, but it's more like I'm here and you choose if you listen to me or not, or you... But it's always a negotiation also. It depends on the space. In some spaces it's more clear. In some places you have to work more on that to be like, this is really what's happening, so be aware. You know? You have to even be more put this red button stronger, so it's like, yeah, also playing with that. In some spaces it's... I'm interested to do it in different spaces to understand a bit what are the dynamics and the politics of the spaces that it's happening in. Also, if it's in a museum where there is people that they maybe don't have any body somatic practices, or you have people that are older or that need a chair to sit, or it changes again the game. And it's another negotiation that is interesting. Also people that would come and be walking in an exhibition and then they arrive in this room and they have no idea what you're going to do. It's it's another...
For me, when you were speaking, you were right away in there. And I could see that this was happening. Also listening to the space and the surrounding.
Louder.
Sorry.
Not too much, but a bit more.
Yes, I try.
Thank you.
listening to the space and the surrounding, it immediately reacted. There was a wind in a certain time after you said something. Mm. You said something and the bells were ringing. Mm-hmm. I was really okay, we are in there, where we are. Mm. And sometimes I thought of something before and you were just naming it. Mm. So for me, we were in the same direction. And of course I knew I could go my own way and take it somewhere else and whatever will come up for me, and I completely felt free because I knew that you recheck if you're in your thought head, you want to reproduce something, or you are in here right now. And sometimes it's happening, I will notice. In a way, when you're in it, you notice and you just follow along.
Just to name a couple of experience, a couple of moments where the what I would interiorly say, I would say no. It was coming out kind of, and I didn't name it, but it was. And to respond to that, my experience was, I was a little bit in parallel to another place, the same physically, in this kind of, I don't know, jelly stuff and no bones and that, but in another kind of environment, much more rocky, more dry, I don't know, the water left before or there. So this some suggestions where I was like, no, my world, no, it's not the moment, either time-wise, either space-wise, something like that. But it was not. It was interesting in theory to say, well, it's not possible at the moment. So it's interesting that actually this layer, different layers, and how we get, how we enter into that and which dimension one element takes more than the others or whatever. It was interesting. I was saying another thing, but I don't remember.
I have also one thing more to
add.
I hope just one. And I love that making choice or refusing or things like today felt very empowering. I became aware at some point that this had become a performance platform. And it was strange to kind of realize that because it meant whatever you say is the thing that is there, no matter how I'm taking it, whether I agree or I disagree. And because it's been said, and it's weird, you know, like the words are so strong in respect to the content we're putting in. And when we worked together, when I explored Howler's planet,
Maybe we can just, when we talk, look everyone, just because I feel like now keep on.
When I explored Howler's planet, I got very moved at some point, and it was beautiful. And I didn't know if I was moved by the hot touch or by what my mind had made out of all that, but then I couldn't do anything. I was like, I thought, we had this conversation with Alessandro about three kind of centers of movement, and I was stuck because I was feeling emotional and nothing was making me move.
There's an aspect of safety about that that I would like to mention. So in the end now, like, I like diving deep in these moments, but sometimes I feel like kind of shyness depending on the environment, that is really okay.
Can you talk louder a bit?
Yes, thank you. So sometimes I'm a bit shy depending on the environment, how deep I want to dive. And in this case it was different, it was more like a decision of, do I want to die now or not? And so getting to these kind of questions, I find really important, particularly working with younger students, to ground them again and to check where they go and to check in later, are you okay, are you here with me, and like also tell them, okay, if you notice that there's something going on which is not, doesn't feel stable and safe, feel free to check in. And like to finish any kind of a session of that kind, like with something that is really grounding, particularly with young people. Because between like age like 14 and 25 is where usually most psychosis, depressions, and that kind of things, many of them are starting or having a breakout. And in drama school, we know it can happen because people are very sensitive, they're very creative.
Get out of the role, in a way, you mean? Like, bringing them out of the role of the imagination.
To give them tools to ground again.
I to echo Angael, because I was part of the
audience.
I sensed the role at some point that I had in making the images appear to me, of course, but to you. Somehow I was impressed at the idea, more than in usual somatics, in which the exterior gaze or the witness is not so important because the images are more inner. And somehow being seen had to do with had to do with manifesting the science fiction images that you were sharing. And I, so it popped to my mind that it was, it would be almost another form of somatics to think of when the images are also exterior images.
But I'm gonna react.
So
to
I will speak.
No, I'm following on what he's saying as well. It was really interesting. There was this duality that was like with the offer, having the
audience,
the people watching. That wasn't necessarily an audience for me. It was like there was an involvement because then they joined, or they came down into the space, or not all of them. But it created an even further level of separation from reality because I felt I was in an aquarium. And there was these people that were watching me while I was connecting to my own world. I felt exposed, but at the same time, very protected. So there was this constant shift for me from one level to the other. And I think that you guys joined made it come back together again. So thank you for... being here.
And I have to say that I was also a witness and an audience for what you were doing, the two of you. And that was very crazy because there was like something sensual there going on. And I was a monster. And it was like this weird sensual monster thing going on. So actually it went to... vice versa also.
And for me, it's interesting what you said. You were there? Okay, I wait for you. Please.
No, I jump in the middle of the process. I didn't hear what you said before. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna be breathing first. And when you start like talking, I jump in directly. It's like something like I didn't know exactly what was the connection, but it was like my body was receiving that information as like it reminds me Bhutto in some way. Because maybe
completely
it's like science fiction or also ancestral knowledge that makes you jump in directly because the body, it's memory also.
And being whispered strange images. Because that was my experience of Bhutto training. You get whispered really crazy psychedelic images. Maybe more ancestral or whatever. And these were also quite psychedelic, but more...
Yeah, and at the same time...
pop culture.
A little bit, like, I was wondering, is it Bhutto? But also, it was also more like in this... Like, I could decide more how to go in and out.
Yeah.
That in Bhutto I feel like when you enter into a state you are really there. But this one was interesting how you can manage also how to create to be there and then also looking yourself from outside and going inside. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's funny also, because I was thinking what you said about the out, in and out. I think one tool I use a lot is humor. And it's also one that really helped to discharge also this thing of going to something very big, like I realize it's a big door to depths, and it's also a big door to sometimes going to things that are not so easy to deal with or that can be very hardcore if you don't bring this counterpoint. So it's something, I don't know, that is a tool I use a lot also.
That was what I was going to say, because you use the word, the captain is calling to the ship, like, or something, like you're going to, in 10 seconds, it immediately, for me, another tool is the films, the movies that we already know. So I'm like, oh, okay, there's a captain, a spaceship, like immediately third level of imagination somehow for me. And interestingly, this discrepancy, like my body was really in a state. I was here, but I was in that movie calling for help because I'm constantly falling and I cannot situate my spaceship somewhere. But actually I'm here, I hear the lunch and then I see, but then... It was really authentic that I need help. And it's like, because probably I was also aware of this layer, because I have to get out of this role and I cannot do it by myself. And I but there's these zillions of layers of being able to relate to the material, plurality of the material. And I think your way of playing with it has that richness mm. and has threads that can help me to hook myself, you know?
I just want to add that to your proposition, it's not directive. So
right.
our imaginary, it's very open
yeah.
to put on. Maybe for myself, one movie that I see that the story is in a cafe, some of people are completely drunk, and someone explains the planet system. And each body, each person do that.
Mm.
And for myself, all my, I don't know, experience that, that's to say, movie, what I read, what I participate in, going, because I don't understand all you, what you say. So it's very nice that you, your manner to give the story, the narrative way, is very open.
The way it was to me, it's like the word, the first, I took some words and it was a kind of seed in my body, so I can really grow as a jellyfish and warm and transform myself and change my schéma corporel.
Body schéma.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this took me a while, so I think I miss a lot of... but after, I can open up and make a link with your narrative. So this was a kind of first thing, so I build my own pattern. Then, when I begin to move, I can reach your story. This was one thing. Another one was like, I was in a shape moving, and you tell something for I think it was about the waves. I was not in this kind of state, but this changed my environment, and I keep my motion, my way of moving, and I change the surrounding. And I have these two aspects of it, and I really like that I can fake and link your narrative, and also your narrative can fake my environment or twist it. And I think all the time I because I took a long time to have this new body, I didn't give up my new body. To be multiple and fat and moving in other way of not be bipedal, but change something. When I get it, I just
give me.
Sorry guys, I think it's time.
We have
to
do this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.